tools of protection. We make our brief trips here from the perfect paradise of the other side for the spirit growth that overcoming negativity and darkness can provide. By definition, we chart new challenges for ourselves with every new incarnation, and they're invariably quite enough for us to deal with. What we don't need is to be further weighed down with the added negativity and darkness that's guaranteed to come at us from out of nowhere as we go about our business trying to take care of what we're here to accomplish. There are two ways we can combat that added negativity. We can spend our lives under the bed where nothing at all can get at us and waste this lifetime completely, or we can make good use of every moment we're here and let our tools of protection handle the darkness. Tools of protection are suits of armor we create within ourselves to surround us like a divine force field wherever we go. Use any or all of them that appeal to you. In fact, the more the better. And using them means nothing more than firmly fixing the images in our conscious mind and our spirit mind. Take an hour meditating on the images around you, or take 2 minutes during your shower. It doesn't matter. Any amount of time, day or night, is fine as long as you get into the habit of using your tools of protection and reach a point when you'd feel naked leaving home without them. If you don't believe they'll work, try it for a week or two to prove me wrong. They're free of charge, and they certainly won't do you any harm. They also won't make your life free of negativity and darkness from this moment on. Tools of protection can't and shouldn't circumvent your chart. But when it comes to the uncharted interference around you that undermines your confidence, blurs your focus, and tries to pull you off track, a combination of God and your tools of protection will take care of it for you from now on.